Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Airport screening procedure keeps dozens off planes, and Islamic State claims beheading a British hostage. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The White House says that a ban on travel to Ebola-affected countries in West Africa would be counterproductive. Homeland Security Advisor Lisa Monaco said that a travel ban would actually impede the response to Ebola cases in affected countries, and that airport screening procedures are keeping ill people off planes.
The most important and effective thing we can do is to control the epidemic at its source. So what we want to be able to do is ensure we're getting the assistance, we're getting the expertise, and we're getting the providers into the affected region and not impeding that.
Speaking at a Friday press briefing, Monaco said that airport screening, which has been in effect since the summer, has been effective preventing dozens and dozens of people from getting on planes. The procedures check for temperature and other symptoms of illness. Also during the time, Monaco said tens of thousands of individuals have come to the United States from the West Africa region. We now have this isolated case in Texas. The case in Texas is Liberian national Thomas Duncan, who remains in serious but stable condition. The Islamic State terrorist group says it has executed British hostage Alan Henning. The group posted a video late Friday showing the purported beheading. The video was released in the same manner as those depicting the beheadings of three other Western captives. The footage ended with an Islamic State militant threatening another hostage who the militants identified as American Peter Kasig. U.S. officials confirmed that Kasig is being held by the terror group. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants are continuing their advance on the northern Syrian town of Kobani near the Turkish border, where Kurdish fighters have been struggling to repel them for weeks. The assault has forced more than 160,000 Syrians to flee into Turkey. On Friday, Islamic State shelling continued to bombard the outskirts of the Kurdish town, despite recent airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition formed to combat the extremist group. You can read more at our website, voanews.com. The Australian government has authorized airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott says IS has declared war on the world and must be degraded and disrupted. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has more.
Australian warplanes are expected to begin bombing missions inside Iraq within days. Canberra has already sent 600 troops and six fighter jets to a US base in the United Arab Emirates. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says Australian commandos will be deployed to northern Iraq to act as advisers to local forces fighting insurgents. Critics worry that Australia will become enmeshed in another protracted war in the Middle East. The United States and Arab nations have been bombing IS targets in Iraq and Syria for some 2 weeks. More than 60 nations are now involved in the US-led mission, although most aren't carrying out airstrikes. Phil Mercer, Sydney, Australia.
The White House has condemned the killing in Ukraine of a Swiss staff member of the International Committee of the Red Cross. In a statement Friday, the Obama administration called on all parties in Ukraine's conflict to protect the civilians in their midst and hold accountable those who engage in the indiscriminate use of force. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We call on all parties to take all feasible precautions to prevent the loss of innocent life, comply with international humanitarian law, and respect the facilities of humanitarian organizations.
The death of the 38-year-old staff member was caused by a shell landing near the ICRC office in Donetsk Thursday. Fighting continued between Ukrainian government troops and separatists near the Donetsk airport Friday, threatening a declared ceasefire while the two sides exchanged blame for the Swiss man's death. Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters and police clashed early today in the latest violent incident since police used tear gas and pepper spray on demonstrators on Sunday. Video footage showed police forcing their way through a barricade protesters had set up near a government building in the Central Business District. There were no reports of injuries. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and more of our celebration of the late, great Joe Sample, who just passed away on the 12th of September at the age of 75, here on Jazz America. But we'll begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America with a celebration of the birthday of two gentlemen who have a lot in common, Eddie Gomez and Dave Holland. Now, both of them play almost exclusively the acoustic double bass, the stand-up upright bass. Both of them were born outside of the 50 states of the United States of America. Eddie Gomez, born in Puerto Rico, and Dave Holland, born in England. Both of them are about the same age. Eddie Gomez turns 70 years old on the 4th of October, and Dave Holland, 68, on the 1st of October. Both of them worked with Miles Davis in the earlier part of their career, and both have gone on to become fantastic and very versatile in-demand players and leaders of their own band and their own careers. I'll give you first a taste of Dave Holland and one of the aspects of his career, and that is leading his big band, as we give you The Razor's Edge from the album Dave Holland Big Band, What Goes Around. And we'll follow that with the title cut from Street Smart from Eddie Gomez. Two great bassists, both celebrating birthdays, and we'll give you their music right now to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
That spirited, grooving piece of modern jazz comes from the great bassist Eddie Gomez, the title cut from his solo work, Street Smart. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. Now we've lifted our spirits, and once again we'll get into the music of Joe Sample and his group, The Crusaders, who began life in their home in South Texas, moved to Los Angeles, California to follow their musical dreams, became the Jazz Crusaders, and later added guitarist Larry Carlton to the band and simply dropped the first word in their band name and became known as the Crusaders. Now, sometimes over the years, the critics have given them a little trouble because they didn't feel like maybe there was enough jazz in their music. It was more pop or R&B, soul, than it was jazz. Well, here's what Joe Sample had to say to answer those critics. And then we'll follow that with some of their very, very popular music of the 1970s. One of their most famous songs, Put It Where You Want It.
You know, I don't mind a critic saying he doesn't like me and this and that. What really appalls me is to change the history, to deny something. And I see things now that are mentioned by certain critics where they will give us either no mention of a particular kind of style that surfaced or a minimal mention. And I know that we had a lot to do with all of that. In other words, it was younger bands that came in and created like their interpretations of what the Crusaders were doing. And it doesn't sound like us. And it may even sound like something new, but I know where the roots came from. And that is the main factor that disturbs me. It seems like that was jazz, and that was fusion jazz. And then when you look in the Billboard charts and or the Cashbox charts or the Record World charts at that time, sometimes when, you know, the writers or the critics or everything, they said, well, the Crusaders are really not jazz. And then when the fusion writers begin to write about fusion, it's like, hey, they're really not fusion. And you know, we have been sitting in a limbo for years and years and years, which only tells me one thing. I'm original. I don't fit into any categories, which I love it. And I really don't care if I fit into these categories.
From the early 1970s, Joe Sample's composition Put It Where You Want It with his great band The Crusaders from the album Crusaders One. From Texas-born Joe Sample to Texas-born Charlie Christian, one of the great guitarists in all of jazz history. Here's the song Jammin' in 4 from 1941 on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. That's some of the earliest recorded guitar jazz you'll ever hear, from 1941, recorded in New York City. Charlie Christian, who was born in Texas, just like Joe Sample and the members of the Crusaders who moved to Los Angeles to follow their musical dreams. Charlie Christian left Texas to follow his dreams, too, and hooked up with the likes of Mead Lux Lewis, who wrote the song Jammin' in 4, you just heard. Israel Crosby on the bass, too, recorded in 1941. Hope you enjoyed that. I've got more of our celebration of Joe Sample, who passed away at the age of 75 on the 12th of September. And we'll hear more of his classic work with the Crusaders in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And sometimes people just want to write to say hello and check in and say that they're listening, and that's fantastic. Here's a message that I've received that's in that spirit. It reads as follows. Hi, Russ. I started listening to Willis Conover in the 1960s from London as a student, and now I hear your show on Saturdays in Johannesburg. Thanks, Chris Glur. Well, thank you, Chris, and I want to play a song for you. In fact, if you listened back in the 60s and in the 70s, you probably know the music of the artist who was a fine composer as well as performer. Her name was Laura Nero. Well, the great jazz pianist Billy Childs has put together a wonderful new presentation, a new project called Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero. And he takes her famous songs and turns them into modern jazz with the help of various artists like Alison Krauss, Diane Reeves, Ricky Lee Jones, saxophonist Chris Potter, and in the case of the song you're about to hear, Wayne Shorter, Esperanza Spalding. Here's Billy Childs from Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nero. Just for you, Chris Glur, listening in Johannesburg, South Africa, to VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. That's the legendary trumpeter Kenny Dorham from his album Whistle Stop from 1961. And what an esteemed group of musicians joined with him on that one. Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums for the song Philly Twist. Kenny Dorham here on VOA's Jazz America, who, by the way, was born in Fairfield, Texas, just like Joe Sample and the rest of the members of the Jazz Crusaders, later to be known as the Crusaders. Now, Texas is probably a state known for music in the rock and roll and rockabilly and country and blues worlds, not so much jazz. But it has quite a jazz scene and a jazz heritage. Even today, lots of young players come from the state of Texas and make jazz history. Jason Moran is from Texas, and so are many others. North Texas University in Denton, Texas, is quite a center for jazz education and jazz studies, too. And many fantastic jazz musicians have come from there. Nora Jones studied there, as well as the great arranger and composer Conrad Herwig, keyboardist Lyle Mays, who collaborated with Pat Metheny down through the years. He studied at North Texas University. So there is a jazz scene going on in Texas. And Kenny Dorham, who left Texas to follow his musical dreams, certainly one of the great musical sons of that state. Well, let's talk further now with the late, great Joe Sample from Houston, Texas, and get some thoughts about the variety in the styles of music that he created with his great group, the Crusaders.
I had like 6 or 7 or 10 or 15 different sides of music in me. And there was the classics. And there was my love for Latin. And there was my love for, blues. And also the gospel. And that was basically our music. And up to that point, I had actually been imitating and copying up to a degree all of the guys who had created a previous styles, let's say. And all of a sudden, one day, I began to realize, and also the other guys, that we had our own, style of music, and we knew that it was like partly jazz, it was partly blues, it was partly that, and at the same time, I wanted people to just listen to the music and do not prejudge it by saying the Jazz Crusaders. So I wanted someone to say, what is this music? And then someone would say, you know, that's jazz, but I like it. We'll be right back.
Joe Sample and the Crusaders showing off their Southern roots from the album Southern Comfort with that funky sound of Stomp and Buck Dance. We'll miss Joe Sample. He was such a sweethearted person, so highly intelligent, so highly creative and talented. What a wonderful writer, what a wonderful keyboard player, electric and acoustic keyboards, and sorely missed. Joe Sample dead at the age of 75 on the 12th of September. Well, he certainly has left quite a musical legacy, and so have a number of other jazz musicians from the state of Texas, among them a friend and associate of Joe Sample's, the great saxophonist Ronnie Laws. From his album Tribute to the Legendary Eddie Harris, here's his version of Compared to What on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. one great saxophonist with homage to another. That's Texas tenor saxophone player Ronnie Laws from his album Tribute to the Legendary Eddie Harris, Compared to What. This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me in celebration of the late, great Joe Sample. And next week on Jazz America, it's Stanley Clark in the spotlight. The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the people who hand out the Grammy Awards, invited me to interview Stanley Clark in front of a live audience at the recent Detroit Jazz Festival. I'll share that conversation with you, the Stanley Clark story, and cuts from his new release titled Up. That's next week on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis. Join me then, won't you?